You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Oh, we were yapping. We were yapping too hard. Hi, Latia. How are you?
I'm good. Hello.
We've just come from straight from yap onto
Mike. Back on View. What a Viewmaster. My mum calls it Viewfinder.
Viewfinder. Hi, Latia's mum. You've been in Fiji. Jealous.
Yeah, I've been away, but now I'm back in grim Auckland.
I know. Well, I was going to say you've missed heaps of cool things, but the weather's just been bad. Really, is what's been happening. What TV have you found yourself watching recently, Latia?
Well, I have been struggling, truthfully, for the past few weeks, but I found a really good show because, well, it's through TikTok. I've always been obsessed with, like, Chloe Sevigny. She's the ultimate it girl.
She really is.
And then she's in the new Ryan Murphy show, Feud, Capote and the Swans, which was, it's like a slow burn FX drama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people had watched the OJ Simpson one like a few years ago. That was amazing.
I haven't, but I remember it being a big thing.
Yeah. Really, it's kind of like the next iteration of sort of looking at viral, or not viral, but intense kind of cultural moments in American history. And
got you.
Being
okay.
One of them. And Chloe Sevigny is one of the actors in it, and it is about Truman Capote and his fallout with a group of high society socialites who are the Swans, who Chloe Sevigny is one of them, and it's got Naomi Watts and Diane Lane, and it is, oh, Demi Moore.
Wow.
It's really brilliant. And
okay.
I've been really engrossed with it.
So it's obviously based on a true story then as well.
Yeah. It is based on his relationship with these women and the way that he has, like, befriended them and is very much in their lives, but then betrays them through writing about their lifestyles and their scandals. And it is very much about gossip and scandal, and that's kind of the heart of the drama, but it is really well acted. If people love, like, Mad Men, it is a beautiful, like, period drama. The clothing is amazing. Yeah.
So from the bit I've seen about this on the internet, Chloe Sevigny is playing a woman who's, like, she's just like a glamorous socialite.
Cece, very glamorous, but all their husbands are, like, you know, having affairs and there's this
doing illegal things and
this happening and that happening. And Truman's very much, you know, he's a keen observer of life and their lives, and then he is very close with them and they love him but also hate him at the same time because he will write about them and betray them. And that's really, and then there's, like, his ball that he does, and it's just very glamorous and very cool.
I mean, that's an incredible cast already off the bat.
Very stacked.
This is one of those shows that feels like it could be too good to be true. Like, there's a lot of good pressure riding on this. Lives up to it?
Yes, like, Naomi Watts is amazing. I mean, I don't think anyone knew what to do with her after Mulholland Drive. I love that movie, but I feel like she got a lot of roles that didn't really serve her talent.
Yes.
And she's really, really good in this. And it's not Tom Holland, it's Tom Hollander who plays Truman Capote, who is he's a very particular personality. You know, Philip Seymour Hoffman played him in the biopic many years ago and was amazing. And he does an incredible job in this where it's like, it's not a caricature.
Yes.
It's very easy to lean into that, I think, with a character like that. But he's really good at playing kind of menacing gays, because he was in The White Lotus.
I was going
to
say.
Gays that are trying to kill me.
Yeah. These gays, you're trying to kill me. Murder me.
Yeah, it's really his kind of role that he's good at.
It's quite a good typecast to get, because he sort of does it in a way that he's never playing the same version of that character.
No.
Twice, you know. It's always different, but he has obviously found his pocket and leaning into it. Was he in Pirates of the Caribbean too? I feel like he was.
He's one of those actors where you, like, look at him and you're like, oh, I've seen him in, like, a whole lot of things.
Yeah. He's kind of just, he's had a successful career without ever having to be a star, which is quite nice.
He's great in this series.
Fantastic.
I'm really into it. I didn't think I would be, but then I kind of just, really got into it, and I really like it. And I think if you like a slow burn drama, you like kind of a Big Little Lies-y, just like people gossiping and talking about each other.
Okay, cool.
It will be your thing. And if you love, like, a good period, like 1950s, 60s, like clothing, fashion, just beautiful set design, you'll be into this. Right, when Ryan Murphy does things well,
he's onto it.
It's like a
so true.
He does it well, and also like Gus Van Sant directs a lot of the episodes, so it's really beautifully directed.
Okay, yeah. Wow. So it's quite stacked.
Yeah, very polished.
Hey, Ryan Murphy, you got some great TV under your belt, and you've got some iconic TV under your belt. Whatever TV. You want that to mean, I guess. Yeah. I also, on your recommendation, have finally started watching Sex and the City.
Oh. Period.
Well, yes. Wow, that's a time period drama at this point, honestly.
I love that show. No one, if there is, I love that show down. No one can make me hate Carrie Bradshaw.
I actually defend her
with my life.
I watched it, went in watching it with Latia's voice in my head being like, no one can make me hate Carrie Bradshaw.
No one.
I was like, why does everyone hate Carrie? I can see why everyone hates her, but I'm also on your side. I'm like, her character is just, she's just, that is what she is.
She's
like, take her what
Libra.
She is.
She's a messy Libra and she's beautiful and everyone's like, oh, but he, you know, Mr. Big's not treating her right. And like, why would she go back to him? Like, and you also go back to that man.
So mind your own business. Okay?
Yeah. Big is moving to Paris as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like, let's be serious. Yeah. No, I love that show. And it has its blind spots. Really does. But when it does well, it really does really, really well.
I have to say, there were a couple of episodes I did have to actually skip because I was like, this is way too, this is too punishing.
Very ahead of its time. And when another time, I'll discuss how Charlotte and Samantha are actually two sides of the same coin.
So true.
Yeah.
And in this thesis, I will.
Yeah.
Latia, thank you so much. Where can we find, what's it called again? Capote?
It's called Feud, Capote and the Swans, or Versus the Swans.
Capote versus the Swans. And where can people find that to watch?
Neon.
Nice. Which is also where you can watch Sex and the City.
Yes, you can.
Fantastic. We'll see you real soon.
See you.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.